Fighters, what's going on? Welcome to the Contract to Fight podcast. Got a lot going on. Super excited about here today. But listen, I wanted to dig right in and share some thoughts. We recently did a YouTube video on this, but I'm not sure when it's coming out, to be honest with you, with our what our schedule is on it. But I wanted to record this here today because this is a problem that I'm hearing a lot about recently with a lot of contractors. What often happens is you guys will come in to the contractor fight world, and they'll start crunching their numbers, and then they start realizing that they sold a project or two or more that they still have to complete, and they underbid it, right? We've all been there. And you're like, damn it, you know, I was all excited about that project. Now I'm realizing that I'm going to get my ass kicked. And so today, I want to share just some thoughts with you on things that you can do to salvage a project that you underbid. And I want to start with this. The first thing that you don't want to do, there's really three things here that you don't want to do before I get into things that I think you could do. First thing is don't go back to the client and bitch and go like, hey, you know, I need more money. Guys, that just makes, this is your bid. This is your education. You're the professional. And I just personally think that that's a bad move because it's not their problem that you screwed the pooch on your bid. Now, one exception I would give, okay, one exception I would give on this is for those of you that bid and sold jobs earlier in the year, and then because of COVID and all the material bullshit that you've had to go through and prices going up and this and that, I think at times it's appropriate to go, hey, listen, when I bid this job, we put it on the calendar, you know, material was this, and now it's gone up 20, 30%, and have a conversation about, you know, can we work that out? This is also something that you should have in your paperwork and your contract guys going forward, is what happens when there's crazy adjustments in the cost of materials. Okay. So in most cases, I would say, don't go back to the client. This is yours to own, your problem to fix, and you learn from it and move on. Second thing you don't want to do is bitch and complain. Don't bring that negative energy into the project that you have to do because it's going to make it worse for you, your team, and the customer. All right. And again, this is where you just take it on the chin, learn from it, move on. But like I said, don't bring that negative juju into the relationship with the customer. All right. It's a firm belief of mine that every home improvement contractor should be making at least $100,000 take home pay in their pocket. Okay. To make less than that is living on the edge, guys. It's pretty tough to ever get ahead, to take vacations, to afford the things you need to afford, to get out of debt, pay for that wedding you got to pay for in a few years. Whatever it is, guys, your family and you deserve to make the money that you're worth. Don't sell yourself short. And I want to invite you to get on the wait list for our 100K contractor program. It's designed to do two things. First and foremost, it's designed to get you out of the chaos of your business. Okay? Many of us live in chaos. And this program is designed to help you create some order and predictability in your business to relieve you of some stress. And with that comes you making more money and getting to that 100 grand a year minimum in your pocket level. And if you're there already, it's also gonna help you get to that next six-figure increment for you and your family. So anyway, head to thecontractorfight.com/100K to get on the wait list. You guys rock. I gotta roll. We'll see ya. And the third thing, guys, don't take any shortcuts. They will come back to bite you. If you underbid a job, last thing you want to do is do something that's going to kick you in the ass a week, a month, or 3 years down the road. All right. So let me get into some things here that I believe you could do right now to help salvage a bad bid. Now, I'll also say these are things that you should be doing on every project, even the ones that you bid properly. Even more so right now. And the first is this. I want you to pre-plan this project like a boss. Pre-plan like your life depends on it. And what that means is you sit down and you map out a daily plan for the project. You map out having the materials delivered so you're not wasting time running back and forth to the store. Okay, you know the old saying, if I got 8 hours or whatever it is to chop a tree down, I'm going to spend 6 of those hours sharpening my axe. Guys, this is what you're doing. You are sharpening your axe. You are planning the job that everybody knows what the plan is, what the outcomes each day need to be. All right. Second thing, you get your team together and communicate the situation to them. Get your team on board. Let them know, guys, I screwed the pooch. I missed something here. I underbid the job. All right. Give them a clear scope and then ask them, hey guys, if there's some ways without taking shortcuts, without screwing our integrity here, if there's some ways that we can put our heads together and figure out how we could be a little more efficient on this project, let's figure it out so that we can minimize the bleeding. Communicate with your team. This is not the type of situation where you turn around and you make this their problem because they didn't bid the damn job. You did. And the third thing here, upsell. Okay. Look for other opportunities to do additional work on the project. You know, if you're just painting walls in a house, maybe you add ceilings and you upsell ceilings. All right. This is going to require you to practice as a salesperson, to role play, to teach your foreman how to upsell and some things like that. But when you combine, you know, finishing on time with upselling, you can reduce the bleeding on a bad bid quite a bit. All right. So guys, before we get out of here, I want to talk about the mental approach here. When you have a project like this, we've all done this. We've all had these projects where we're like, oh crap, I missed this. I missed that. I underbid it. Didn't understand my numbers. Got myself into a bad situation. Number one, just learn from this. This is an education. It's an expensive one, but it's an education. All right. And as long as you don't repeat the same mistakes over and over, then it was a well worth it, a high value education for you. Chalk things like this up to marketing. I've done that several times through the years where I make a mistake and I'm like, yeah, we're not going to make the money that we need to make on this or whatever it is. I underbid it. All right. But that doesn't mean I'm going to punish the client or my team. I'm still going to make it a great experience for everybody. And I'm just going to chalk this up to, hey, well, now we have a great opportunity to have a great attitude, go into this project, give these people a great experience. And that in turn is going to be great marketing for us later on. Okay. And finally, with the mental approach here, this is why we talk all the time. One of the reasons we talk all the time about bidding your work and at least a 50% gross profit or better, because it allows for you to have some room for error. When you miss something now and then, you don't get hurt as much. Guys, appreciate you hanging with me here today. Listen, if one of the best things that you can do to figure out your numbers and stuff is to job cost. That's, you know, doing a post-mortem on every project you do, a debrief, sitting down going, okay, this is what we thought it was going to cost. This is what it did cost. What can we learn from it? And if you're not already doing that with consistency and you need a tool to do that, we got a free resource for you at thecontractorfight.com/job cost. Appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day. Talk to you next time. You rock.